Amazing meteor footage of a once-in-a-decade fireball.
An Idaho Falls woman wins on The Price is Right.
Will your car wash cost more soon and why?
Some good vibrations in Yellowstone.
It's right here, right now, tonight on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Good evening, ungovernables.
Outliers, independent thinkers, gays and goths.
Garlic bread lovers, unlike that voice you just did.
Hit that like button, rate, comment, subscribe, follow, let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, bad jokes, and dad jokes. Why don't we start this episode with an affirmation?
Yeah, why not?
Safi, what do you want to say to someone who's struggling with their mental health?
You matter.
Aw, that's right, you matter.
Bitch. You matter.
Tell him, Safi. Tell him.
You matter. Bitch.
You matter.
Bitch. Bitch.
She's letting you know.
Bitch. 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 You matter.
That's the point. You matter.
Yeah, she ends it well. You know, though, it's kind of nice knowing that she's such a girl's girl for other dogs.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, because clearly she's only telling other girl dogs that they matter.
That's what it is.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. That is Sapphire the Pomsky?
Yeah. Aren't they so cute?
That's the new word I learned. I guess it's a Pomeranian and a Husky.
Oh, yeah. No, I actually have known about them for a minute because before I got Rango, I actually looked into them, but they're really, really expensive and just way too high maintenance. I like a lazy dog. You know, and Chihuahuas, despite being hellions in a lot of ways, are actually super duper lazy.
Okay. Like, oh, really? When they're not being an alarm system.
Oh, yeah. No.
Or
Rango
eating Taco
sleeps
Bell.
90% of the day. He loves to nap.
Okay. Yeah. But Huskies are dramatic.
Oh, talkative.
Vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Furry. You got to brush them a lot.
Well, and same with Pomeranians. Pomeranians, you have to brush a lot too.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too much work for me, dog.
Yeah, that's a no from me on this dog. Okay, so warm now, yay.
Mm-hmm.
In advance of Memorial Day weekend, we had a high in the 80s over the weekend.
Do you mean, Memorial Day weekend
Memorial
is coming
Day,
up
spring,
too. I was thinking of Labor Mother's Day's Day fall. That just happened.
Oh, Mother's Day. Hope you had a great Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you took mom out. What do you do on Mother's Day? Flowers and
brunch.
Brunch, right?
Yeah.
Hope that was great. And Rigby Lake is full, like it's summer. Oh, it's prom season?
Yes.
Can we do this? So I didn't realize they were still doing this in prom photos, but it's the back-to-back shot.
Oh, with the finger guns?
With the finger guns. Can you do that?
Yeah,
turn that way, right? We got this thing going on.
Yeah.
They're still doing that.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's classic.
So I looked into it. Like the first back-to-back holding guns pose that I can find is Lethal Weapon from the 80s. Yeah, I thought it was earlier than that.
Yeah, I would have thought like 60s or 70s with like James Bond stuff.
Right. I thought it was like a spy thing.
Right.
Was it a spy thing or was it just buddy cop movies?
It feels like a spy thing.
It feels like a spy thing to me, too. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, but or like Charlie's Angels probably started something like that.
With the kids and their skibbity toilet and their Riz and stuff, they're still doing the back-to-back finger guns pose for prom photos.
All right. Hey, that's at least they've got some taste.
Some things never change.
You know, I think they even do that in The Last of Us.
Do they?
When the two girls are in the mall and they take the picture together.
Oh.
I think they do the
back-to-back.
Is that
one of the...
I think it is.
Spoilers, Carly.
I know. It's so integral to the plot.
We did start watching The Last of Us. It is really good.
It is good.
Man, that Bill and Frank episode is the most tender television episode I've watched in years.
It's so sweet.
And then season two, holy guacamole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, intense. The last episode, season two, episode four, I believe, that we just watched. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Ooh, we probably have a new one waiting for us. Ooh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet. Uh-huh. Idaho Falls Public Library starts their brand new drive-through pickup service today.
I'm so excited.
Monday, May 12th.
That's going to be so convenient.
Go nuts. If you hear this early enough, they're having some sort of thing, I think at noon.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and go see the new water tower progress. Mm-hmm. They've raised a skirt over the water tower. Let's get to that real quick so that they can sandblast and then paint the inside of the water bowl.
Kind of crazy, huh?
Paint? Really? Well, I mean, I guess like a pool.
Yeah, right.
It helps hold the water better?
Well, yeah, concrete is porous still.
Okay.
You know, so I would assume it would help with the water retention.
Guess we got to do that. And so they put a tarp over it, basically. Mm-hmm. That's what you've seen going up over the last week.
Right.
So that, you know, the bunch of, when you sandblast a big bowl of concrete, the dust gets everywhere.
Right. I was going to say it so that we don't all get sandblasted.
How courteous.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
I think they're still going to leave the, what's this?
The shaft?
The shaft. I think they're still going to leave the shaft. Just regular old post-war Russian brutalist architecture concrete. But the...
I don't like that.
Head?
The head.
The top?
I would call it the head.
The bowl. Let's call it the bowl.
Okay, the bowl then.
Paint the inside of that. That's going to take 1 to 2 months.
I can't believe it's going to take that long.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I kind of get it because like layers, I'm guessing, and you need it to dry. But yeah. I don't know. That seems like a long time for some painting.
July. It puts us in July sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Then when are we going to fill it? Let's fill it. Here we were at Heads and Tails over the weekend.
Oh, that was a fun little trip, huh?
It was fun.
Yeah.
See both water towers there. Oh, and we were served by none other than Idaho Falls Magazine's little character development community pointy outy feature.
Uh-huh.
Steve Sloan.
Right. How fun was that?
We've talked about Steve on the show before.
Yes. Yeah.
Where has he been? He's been at the Snake Bite.
At Cast Iron.
Cast Iron.
Heads and Tails, obviously.
Now at Heads and Tails.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to think of some. I think he was even at Jalisco's for a minute.
You know, he's the server with the shirts.
Yeah.
We just love Steve.
He has great shirts.
We were at the Kelty, stopped by to say hi.
Uh-huh.
We did that. You kind of do that downtown Idaho Falls circuit, right? Dinner and maybe a drink or two at the Kelt.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just head down Park backwards.
Right.
Heads and Tails.
Usually.
Maybe the Pie Hole if you're mm-hmm. feeling snacky.
Yeah.
Samoa Club. And there's a few new breweries in there that I haven't
Yeah, a couple been of to. Them like Black Rock and stuff. Those are nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another speakeasy over with Soiled Dove.
Soiled Dove.
Dirty Pigeon, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, the Greasy Pigeon.
Yeah.
I could never remember their name. But that's where you end the night.
Right.
And wait, is it the Soiled Dove? Or is it, I'm thinking, okay, I know.
Oh, you're thinking of White Horse.
White Horse.
Uh-huh.
That is the Old Crown, but they messaged us on Facebook to let us know, yeah, but before the Crown, it used to be the White Horse.
Oh, right.
So they've gone back to their roots there.
That's kind of cool.
We'll be talking about them at the end of the show mm-hmm. and reminding you about their halfway to Halloween party. Anyway, what a hoot and a holler it was after. Mm-hmm. We did all this after the gays and goths eating garlic bread in the park at Freeman Park on Friday night.
Which was so fun, by the way, and so nice.
Yeah. So we were sneaky, and we decided to be the sauce fairies.
We thought it'd be fun.
We're neither gay nor goth, but they were very inclusive. They let us right. in, and we, you know, wanted to bring gifts of yeah. great joy,
yeah,
including marinara, mm-hmm. Alfredo, and Italian dressing.
The Olive Garden kind, which is the good shit, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was so good on the garlic bread.
Went to Sam's Club, bought it in bulk,
mm-hmm.
ordered those little 2-ounce sauce cups off of Amazon,
mm-hmm.
filled up like 100. What I actually did a count on everything. We had 66 ounces of marinara, 45 ounces of Alfredo, and 48 ounces of Italian for a total of 159 ounces of glorious sauce.
Yes. It was quite a bit. Yeah. I actually found out that I'm surprisingly good at filling up little sauce cups. I don't know, weird hidden talent of mine.
Superpower, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I was able to fill like 10 in the time it took you to fill like 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was just slow. And then putting the lids on, that's a maddening right. experience because sometimes they're not, I don't know, machined correctly.
Yeah, they get like smushed or something. And then you can't get it to click on the cup the way that it should.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a real pain in the ass. But it was all worth it. And I was so glad that we were able to do that for everyone.
Yeah. So here's one of the co-organizers of the event. Sorry, I didn't write your name down. Dang it. on Instagram with a little photo show, and we'll show you Maddie getting ready for the event as well while we're talking. And it was just a real chill event, you know, but it was a neat gathering. It was neat to see all that black in one place.
You know, one thing that I really liked about it was how many times I heard people say to each other, "Oh my gosh, I love your outfit." Yeah. I thought that was really cute.
And would you say, I believe the observation you made was, seems to be a heavier goths than gays
crowd. Right. I was kind of expecting more of a 50-50 split of like people who were dressed goth and people who were not dressed goth. But then I realized also there's probably quite a bit of overlap. Like there are probably a lot of people who are both goth and gay, you know?
Whatever. But we definitely support our marginalized friends. And we did. I kind of thought, well, okay, we're neither gay nor goth, so we're sort of crashing this party. But then we had the sauce fairy idea. And here we are in full regalia.
Well, and we just wanted to spread a little joy. I don't think anyone's going to get mad at us for coming if we're being fun and
No one's going to argue with sauce.
Yes, right, right.
And both Carly and I, by the way, are just saucy people.
We are. We do love a sauce.
When the restaurant says, okay, well, we've got four different sauces, bring them all.
Yes.
I'll have the lot.
Matter of fact, the time that I realized that I loved talking to you, like the very first time that I realized how much I love talking to you, was when you took me to Olive Garden.
Yeah.
And we got the breadsticks and we got all of the sauces. And you specifically ordered that with the waiter.
The Alfredo dipping sauce, the regular marinara, and the three cheese.
And you wanted them all at the same time so we could go back and forth.
Yeah, and he was like, well, I don't know about the rules about getting, and I'm like, just bring us three order. Whatever you got to do to put the sauces on the table.
Yes.
Can't argue with sauce.
And it rocked so much. It was such a great idea. And ever since then, I've always just been like, you know what? All of the sauce. I don't have to choose.
So, you know, they say you love how you like to be loved.
Yeah.
And we love with the sauce.
We do.
Yeah. Anyway, so thanks, gays and goths, for letting us crash your thing. Seemed like they had a bunch of fun. They're going to do it again. Did I say the Idaho Falls Public Library is starting their brand new drive-through pickup service today?
You did.
We mentioned that already. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did I say I completely destroyed our Firefly petunia from Town and Country Gardens?
Oh, dang. I was worried it was going to die.
I felt bad. Yeah, I think I overwatered it and then I undersunned it.
Oh, bummer.
Tried to rescue it.
And it just didn't work out.
Didn't work out.
That sucks. Well, you know, I think I might go buy some anyway to put in my front little garden box because the stuff that's currently in that is super duper dead.
We did get a comment on Instagram saying, yeah, those things are hard to take care of.
Really?
I think they're working on like a Gen 2 right now that's hardier.
Okay, that's fair. Well, you know what? Then maybe I'll wait for Gen 2.
But you got to keep them like consistent temperature, feed them the plant food. Get that 6 to 12 hours of direct sunlight.
Yeah, that's so too much work.
Here's something I didn't realize about my place. I don't really have a good south-facing window.
Yeah, not really, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
By design, because I'm a vampire by nature.
Right, which is nice in its own way, but yeah, you really don't.
And we sort of, not buried the lead, but left out a huge material fact when talking about these bioluminescent plants, which is... Mm-hmm. Light.bio is based in Idaho.
How cool is that?
In Ketchum, Idaho.
I didn't realize they were so close.
I didn't. Yeah. So that's by Sun Valley.
So cool, actually.
Yeah. How did we not include that fact in there?
Wow. Look at us inventing TV and bioluminescent plants.
And last episode, so we shut off all the lights and we were like, ooh, look at the plant. Ooh. But then when the episode came out, the plant didn't produce enough light. So it was basically just 60 seconds of a black screen.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sometimes my light up keyboard. It's just sitting in the dark saying, ooh, neat. Ooh, I see it.
To us, it looked really cool.
It did.
So you'll just have to trust us.
And by the way, they look blue, but they photograph green.
Yes.
Because of, I don't know, the difference in wavelengths between your eyes and the camera, what they can perceive.
Basically. But they do look really sick.
Yeah. Richard, good to hear from you, buddy. Sent us this. There was a science experiment. You know how kids do science fairs?
Yeah.
Yeah. This particular kid's, Carrie shared her son Caden's science project. Do cat buttholes touch every surface they sit on?
Brilliant, by the way.
Because everybody thinks that.
Right. Right. And you know what? That is a question that I actually want the answer to.
Yeah. Well, you know? We'll give it to you here in like, just a second.
I don't give two shits about a baking soda volcano, yeah. but I do give a shit about this.
It's a great question.
It's a great question. You know what? It reminds me of when I was in school, I had a friend who did a science fair project on whether, if it was more common for cats to be left pawed or right pawed.
Oh.
I hadn't even thought about the fact
right.
that cats had a dominant paw, just like we do hands.
If they're going to bat something around.
Yes.
Or take food out of the bowl or
right.
put some water on their
yeah.
face like some cats do.
Right. Or if they're going to like lick themselves and stuff. Yeah.
Do yeah. they need to? Oh, like, oh, yeah, to do yeah, the head they, thing.
Yeah, when they like do the thing and then.
Yeah, yeah. right. Okay. And yeah. what did your friend find?
Right-handed.
Right-handed.
Well, right-pod.
Right-pod.
yeah, they tend to be right-pod.
Driver's side, no, passenger side front.
Yes.
Paw. Uh-huh. I sometimes like to do that with animals because right. you can driver's side, passenger side, front, rear, because then you know exactly what paw I'm talking about.
Yes, right. Especially because if you say right, you don't know if it's your right or their right.
Right. When yeah. you call the vet, that's the phraseology he uses.
That's smart, actually. That's a good way of doing it.
Yeah, anyway, so this kid, apparently in Carrie and Caden's household, they have a long-haired cat, a short-haired cat, and a medium-haired cat.
Okay, but no naked cats.
None of those, yeah, sphinx. See?
I think that's cats. The one thing that they didn't check for.
Well, I think with their findings that we'll get to, you'll be able to make your own assumption.
Okay.
You'll be able to extrapolate the data.
Fair enough.
Okay. So here are the findings. Long and medium haired cat buttholes make no contact with soft or hard surfaces at all.
Oh, that's good.
Got a long or medium haired cat. You really don't have to worry about.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you do have to worry about fur balls, but at least you don't have to worry about little starfishes everywhere.
Right. Short haired cats made no contact on hard surfaces, but there's evidence of slight smearing on soft surfaces like bedding.
Okay. Okay.
How do they know?
Yeah. I was going to say smearing.
Yes, they put lipstick. Don't worry, it's non-toxic, safe for pets. Lipstick on the cat buttholes. And here's a cat sitting on a piece of paper on a hard surface to see if there was any.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. You know, there's a whole art
Pucker
piece.
Up.
there's actually an art piece of a guy who did that to himself.
Oh, yeah?
And I think it is called like Little Kisses or something like that, which is hilarious. But yeah, that's amazing. And also, okay.
I've heard of butterfly kisses, but I've never heard of butthole kisses.
Yeah, no. Okay, but also, as someone who has had to put Vaseline on her cat's butts to help with butt crumbs, they immediately licked all of that
crumbs.
Off. I don't know how they were able to put lipstick on the cat and have it stay on long enough to test this.
Right. without some transferring to the cat's lips.
Right. Right. For one thing, you know, or just like without, I mean, with there not being enough lipstick on the butt to actually test it, yeah. you know? So I'm very impressed that they were somehow able to.
Somehow they were able to. Great information to have, very pertinent.
Do you think they had to use makeup remover on their butthole?
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder how they got that off.
They probably Vaselined it.
I wonder how they got that on.
I mean, if you're not going to use the tube.
We have talked before about yeah. in the mommy's tummy, we are all just...
We're just one long tube.
One long tube, one yeah. long butthole.
Yeah.
And some of us never grow out of that.
You know who you are. Actually, no, you probably don't. That's the problem.
I love that they did this. Mm-hmm. And I love, remember, kids, the difference between messing around and science is just writing it down. Isn't that a Mythbusters quote?
I think it is, yeah.
Something close to that.
Yeah.
All right. Utah saw how excited we were over the Spud Kings and decided to name their hockey team.
Oh, really?
They've named it. Of course, they have an NHL team because they're a little bit bigger than yeah. us. They are now officially the Utah Mammoth.
Okay. Honestly, that's cool.
That sounds cool.
I like that.
Why not mammoths, plural? I don't know.
That's a good point.
But like the whole team operating as one unit. It's giant. It's mammoth. It's the Utah Mammoth.
Okay. That's fair.
But what do you call players of the Mammoth? You call him, what's the Mammoth dude's Mythos? Name in Ice Age?
Manny.
You call him Manny's?
A little little manis.
I thought that was a male nanny.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what you'd call them. That's kind of a tough one. Would Tusks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tuscan Raiders?
Yeah, you just call them by various parts of a mammoth.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you say Utah Jazz players.
Yeah.
Utah Mammoth players. All right, so that's cool. What was the name of the squirrel?
Oh,
in the Ice Age?
You know what? Do they?
Scrat.
Oh, I was going to say Scrap.
The one that was always.
Right, it is Scrat.
Never got the acorn, although he did get the acorn. Do you remember?
He had a girlfriend at one point.
Did he?
Yeah.
when Blue Sky Studios, who did the animation for Scrat from Ice Age, went out of business in like 2022, I think it was.
Oh, yeah?
They made a, let's play this 30-second video of Scrat finally getting his acorn.
So nice to see. When I was a kid, it always bothered me that he never got it.
Yeah.
About time.
It's comically funny. We can all relate to trying to get something and not.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad to have that closure.
That's nice.
It's sweet. Oh, one thing I didn't mention. Let's talk about gay shit, can we?
I mean, sure.
One of the fine sponsors of Gays and Goths in the Park Eating Garlic Bread was IF Gay Shit.
Oh, okay, cool.
So if you're into...
Man, too bad there wasn't a bakery sponsoring that.
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. Ooh, or Olive Garden.
You know, right. They do a lot of first annuals. Uh-huh. We don't have a lot of second annuals.
Right.
Here in Idaho Falls, but I bet there will be. Maybe for the second annual.
Right. But anyway, IF Gay Shit.
If you're into, and by the way, I should tell you that IF Gay Shit stands for Idaho Falls Gay Shit.
Right. In case you couldn't figure that out somehow.
Yeah. I mean, June's coming up.
Yeah.
LGBTQ. T-I-A-S-2+. Do I have all those?
You can just say,
did I say
LGBTQ
one twice?
Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some people just say LGBT. And some people just want to do the word queer.
Yeah.
But then old school people think that's got the negative connotation still.
Right.
I just think of garbage. The queerest of the queer. The strangest of the strange. The coldest of the cold. Anyway, follow IF Gay Shit. If you're into that sort of thing. On Instagram. And speaking of gay shit in Idaho. So this is from the New York Times.
Okay.
Both Idaho and Utah are very red states.
Right.
Salt Lake City and Boise, however.
Which is normal for bigger cities.
Yeah, both a little more progressive. So both Salt Lake and Boise adopted the official pride flags in response to state laws which would ban any flag that wasn't an official flag. You see what I'm saying?
Which is kind of dumb.
So the state went, yeah, we're not going to do, it's either the state flag or the USA flag. We're not going to do all these different multicolored flags. And Boise and Salt Lake went, nah, f*** that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Now, okay, when you say that they're banning them, I'm assuming from like public buildings?
On government,
okay.
Yeah. Both Utah and Idaho passed bans on the flying of rainbow pride flags and other unofficial flags on government property.
Yeah, that's just dumb.
So, both Boise and Salt Lake City made them official.
Mm-hmm.
More than a dozen other states are considering similar flag measures.
Yeah.
You know, it breaks my heart. Does it? We had a fan on YouTube, and they commented on our Gays and Goths Eating Garlic Bread in the Park. Oh, man, I thought I liked you guys. Disgusting.
Well, you know what?
You don't like garlic bread?
Right. Yeah, what's wrong with you? He's a vampire.
What's your deal?
That's clearly it. That's the only explanation.
All right.
Yeah.
And we got a new pope.
Yes,
Chicago. From Chicago.
Did you see the interview with his brother who lives in Florida?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We are living in the weirdest f***ing timeline.
Crazy, right? He was like, yeah, you know, we kind of gave my brother a hard time because he was always the holy one.
Right.
And then when, you know, he went into seminary, we went, oh, yeah, see, haha.
Yeah.
And then when the Pope made him a cardinal, we went, oh, this could really happen. And now it's happened.
That's so funny. They spoke it into existence.
Not just not just the first American Pope, but from Chicago. We've eaten. Right. He's had Lou Malnati's pizza.
He's had to have.
He's had a super dog from the corner of Milwaukee and Nagel.
Do you think that he like sends someone from the Vatican to go and get him like,
or just goes to tasteofchicago.com? Yeah.
Yeah. Or something. I mean, why would you do that when you could just send a father out to go and get what you want and bring right back?
And it was
on your private Pope plane.
Yeah, the Pope Mobile. Will we see the Pope Mobile next to the Wiener Mobile?
Oh my gosh. Okay, that would be hilarious though. Genius. I love it. As it drives past the bean, which, by the way, is the stupidest sculpture ever, but whatever.
I think it's cool. But he's also a fan of the White Sox. That's South Side Chicago.
Right.
He from the hood.
You think he's always strapped up during Mass?
Maybe. I just think that's so cool. 69-year-old Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost.
Also, it's going to be so weird listening to him talk. And hearing like
Dubbers.
Yeah, with the Chicago accent. Because you're used to the Pope having like a little Italian accent or European accent or something. Yeah. You know?
Right.
It just feels wrong.
Yeah.
I don't hate it or anything, but it feels weird.
Would a cardinal sin be putting ketchup on your hot dog? Anyway, he's going by Pope Leo the 14th.
Okay. I like that name. I've got a cat named Leo.
Now, he's the 267th Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, yeah, well, you know, one and 267, America. Right. Not doing too bad there. But then I thought, wait a minute. And here's where I want to kind of get into a lesson for you Protestants, which I think there are a lot of here.
I would agree.
In East Idaho and the Mormon corridor in general.
Yeah.
I've got a good friend who was brought up Catholic. I wasn't brought up Catholic, so I didn't think much of the Catholic Church until... I think my adulthood, and I went to Catholic Mass with a girlfriend or something, and we made all the jokes, stand up, sit down, fight, 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 and Sister Mary, beat your knuckles, and stuff like that.
Right.
And we went to Holy Rosary here in Idaho Falls for that. And that was a nice Catholic
church,
Mass.
By the way.
It was really cool, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, Protestantism.
Right.
The act of being a Protestant, that didn't even start until Martin Luther King came along. No, Martin Luther. Martin,
yeah, I was going to say.
Drunk history with IFAF. Until Martin Luther came along and nailed his reforms on the church door.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. But you see, the Catholics had been practicing Christianity.
Right. They'd been around for a hot minute.
Catholic Church has been around since 30 AD, the death of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Peter was the rock upon which Jesus formed his church, right? Something like that. Peter, as in St. Peter's Basilica.
Right.
As in where the Pope waves to the people.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we've just been thinking about, I don't know, Protestant factions since the 1500s.
Mm-hmm.
Catholicism has been around 1500 years longer than that. Some might even say the Roman Empire never disappeared. It just became the. Where did the Roman Empire go? Where did all the money go? Where did the loot go? Where did the records go?
All right, ancient aliens.
In the basement of the Vatican? So I didn't really give much thought to, you know, not my thing.
Right, right.
Myopic blinders on.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I also didn't give much thought to the fact that America hasn't even been a country for 249 popes.
Right.
So really, here we are 17 popes later. So really, it's a 1 in 17 shot.
Which is pretty good.
And we got in, yeah, like okay, Pope 250 was Pius VI, and he was around from 1775 to 1799. So that was only 17 popes ago.
Okay. Yeah, that's not that bad.
So how long has America been a country? You know, for 17 popes.
Yeah, yeah.
About 17 popes.
You know, it's kind of a shame that popes changed their name, though, because I think it'd be much funnier to call him Pope Bob.
Yeah. Right? That's his name, Robert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pope Bob.
Pope Bobby.
In a manifesto today, Pope Bob said that you shouldn't put ketchup on hot dogs.
God speaks out against ketchup on hot dogs.
All right, that was a lot of fun. Thank you so much. And remember, you now need to reset your how long has it been since you've thought about the Roman Empire calendar to zero.
Right.
You're welcome.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post. And check out our brand new listing at 3215 Sunnybrook Lane in Idaho Falls.
Ladies, go thrifting for spring at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale. Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry. Knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada.
Looking for help with your upcoming wedding or event? You don't have to do it all on your own.
DIY Weddings and Event Rentals has great ideas for you, like the Polaroid guest book, candy salad jars, even a full-service drink trailer. And everything else you might need, like backdrops, signs, dinnerware, and decorations.
Call or text 208-403-2040 today. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first rental at DIY Weddings and Event Rentals.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month. Or their crazy fast gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Lincoln Post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Everybody!
Idaho Falls!
What about it?
Yeah! Idaho's talk show, IFAF.
I went a little too happy with the finger guns.
You can't. You can't go too... Like, it's all right. The kids are doing it.
That's it's true. Cool. It's still cool.
It's gibbity toilet. Okay.
Or whatever.
By the way, Elsie's Closet, you heard an ad in there. They're going to have their fill-a-bag sale this Friday and Saturday, May 16th and 17th, noon to 4 both days.
You can get a massive bag of clothes for $8.
Fill a bag with the brand you love.
Which is pretty darn good, I think.
Are you doing the electrolyte tablets?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you want one?
Yeah. Can you hold up the bottle?
No, because I didn't think to bring it in, but let me grab it.
Okay, while Carly's grabbing the bottle, I'm going to say this. These things, you got to have these for the summer. I know, to a hammer, everything looks like a nail. To an expert hydrator, everybody looks dehydrated. But look at these things. Hold them even closer.
How's that?
That might be too close.
And they're pina colada flavored.
Salt stick brand electrolyte chews. Rather than having a sugary Gatorade.
Mm-hmm. Although the cucumber lime sugar free, and I do think that the sugar free one is better than the fully leaded one.
They are delightful.
Is so dang good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but ever since summer rolled around, I felt so freaking dehydrated.
These are, they have all the stuff you need just in a couple of tablets that you choose. Sodium, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium. Yep. All the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, this is not a paid endorsement. Yes, they're awesome.
They are awesome.
I know that the
first things to get dehydrated, I feel, mm-hmm. in the body are the eyes.
Right.
The lips and the tongue.
Yeah, the mouth in general.
And it just might be my imagination, but mm-hmm. the minute you have a couple of these, you can almost feel your tongue getting wetter. We can't talk about these enough.
Yeah, they're really handy.
We should tag Salt Stick. Well, tag him in this post.
Right.
Really good. Okay. Also, the Museum of Idaho Mummies exhibit is coming.
Which is pretty cool.
They put up the banner on the building last week. Mm-hmm. It's coming May 31st.
Right.
Mummies of the World, the exhibit.
Yeah, apparently this has one of the biggest collections of mummies and artifacts that currently tours, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We were just on ancient Rome. Let's talk about ancient Egypt.
Yeah, right?
You know, and, this time around anyway. Ooh, now we're going to sound all wet on the microphone. You want some wet mouth ASMR?
Some ASMR. Yeah.
But when the mummies were like sort of rediscovered and there was this big craze mm-hmm. in the early 1900s, late 1800s?
Early 1900s.
Like they were mm-hmm. shipping them and grinding them up and people would yeah. consume mummy powder.
Mm-hmm. It was especially popular during the 20s, which is kind of funny because we're back in the 20s again. And now we've got mummies too.
Hopefully a little more enlightened this yes. time.
Yeah, one would hope, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So we started the 1900s eating mummies. We ended the 1900s watching The Mummy.
Right.
With Brendan Fraser.
What a smoke show.
Rachel Weisz.
Everyone in that movie was just beautiful. Yeah. You know?
What's the meme?
Oh, The Mummy turned me bisexual?
Yeah. Discover their sexuality.
Yeah. I can see why.
Anyway, kind of funny. Sound Summer Musical this year. For the first time in the region.
Right.
I think even in the state.
Uh-huh.
And perhaps the Pacific Northwest, the Prince of Egypt stage show.
Right.
I'm on the board of Sound Summer Musical, mm-hmm. and it hasn't been struck by lightning yet. But I help out with the marketing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And like they're doing the digital backdrops and stuff.
So cool.
And like they're coming up with brand new ones just for this because it's their first time.
That's amazing.
Anyway, Museum of Idaho saw the fit there. They're sponsoring the Sound Summer Musical Prince of Egypt.
Funny, I love that.
That'll be June 26th, 27th, 28th, 30th, and July 1st. And then later in the show, toward the end, we'll tell you about a fun little thing they're doing in between exhibits.
Love it.
Let's just say it has to do with lasers. Lasers.
It's pretty cool. But it's yeah, okay. Cool. You know how when kids are in like elementary school, they always go through like one of like five or six phases, like their Egypt phase, their dragons phase. Mm. Like they have those big books that are like wandology, dragonology. I think they've got one on Egyptology or something yes. like that. Yeah. And it's kind of funny that, you know, some kid out there is going to have the best yeah. summer ever. You know?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I love that for them.
Go see the Mummies exhibit. Go see Prince of Egypt.
Well, and you know, considering everything is a sequel or a remake, I wonder if there's going to be another Mummy movie.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Yeah. I wonder if Brendan Fraser, he should make a cameo. That'd be so hot.
God, I would love that.
Idaho Falls is buzzing about Tag and Go. That's T-A-G-G.
Oh.
And go.
Okay.
Purchasing both Rubber Ducky and Snake River Rapid Wash car washes.
Oh, man, I hope they don't change the name on Rubber Ducky. I always thought that was a really cute name for
super
a car
cute,
wash.
Super cute, right?
Yeah.
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 Well, and like, I don't, are they going to expand? Like, we need more car washes.
Yeah.
In right? the area. That's
what
been
we need
a running
are cheaper
joke
ones.
For a long time.
Yeah. I miss the $3 car wash.
Car wash, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a gimmick for like a year, right?
I also don't really get why it's more than $3.
Right. It's water and soap.
Yeah.
I ain't paying $18 to go through one of those.
No, it's insane.
Well, and that's what people are saying. We're just reporting the comment at this point. Somebody commented, yeah. So their purchasing of mm-hmm. these car washes and chains will affect memberships. I stopped by Rubber Ducky on Northgate today and asked, they will not be honoring current memberships. When your next payment is due, your membership will expire. You'll need to purchase a new one at much higher prices, according to this one internet commenter.
That's some bullshit.
I think that is the industry term.
Yeah.
For that.
That sucks.
Some bullshit.
Well, I guess they'll learn their lesson when no one goes to them.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I hear there were a bunch of positive comments, too. I hear Tag and Go is like, they started in St. George.
Okay.
So they've just kind of come up through Utah.
Sort of migrated north.
And now they're going to conquer Idaho.
Mm.
A lot of people like them.
Northerners will take kindly to them.
Yeah. We'll just see about that. It's back the way you came.
You leave our rubber duckies alone.
Kidding. We kid. In the interest of covering everything, let's talk about something I couldn't care less about, and that is golf.
Ah, fair.
If my business ever requires me to network with people playing golf, I'm just not going to do it. It's the opposite of what I want to do.
Yeah, that's
fair. Spend time in the sun.
I don't like the sun. That's fair.
Walking around.
I already got my first sunburner of the season, and I'm pissed.
I'm going to...
Ooh, but the golf carts seem fun.
Yeah, maybe the golf carts.
And the little outfits are nice.
Driving the booze cart around.
Yeah, I do that. Like those.
I suppose. But yeah, my version of fun is laying down in the dark.
That's so nice.
It's literally the opposite.
Right.
All right, someone asked, Golf Idaho Falls, are there any proposals or plans for another public golf course in town? It's pretty challenging to get a tee time.
Oh, fair enough. Well, and especially now that those discount cards are a thing, I wonder if it's going to be even harder.
Oh, you got your discount card.
I did, and it's very sweet. Cute. It's got a zebra on it.
You went down to the office, the Parks and Rec office on Memorial, got
your card. I sure did. Yeah, and it's got it your really name wasn't on it too bad. I was able to just show them a digital utility bill, and they handed it right over. It was fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Get yours today, because you do get discounts.
Yeah, you get it to like the zoo, the aquatic center, the golf courses, the pickleball courts, so... Totally worth it, I think.
So I thought this response was cool. This is from our buddy John Radford, CEO of ICAP or ECAP, depending on how you pronounce the acronym for the Eastern Idaho Community Action Partnership, one of our favorite charities here in town. And John, as you may remember, was the guy standing behind us in the ticket line for the season finale of the Idaho Falls Symphony.
Right. Yeah, he was a super friendly guy. It was nice to talk to him.
Fun guy to chat with, yeah. Mm-hmm. And a smart guy, too. He says, you know, I think the problem is we're not a small region. The courses serve a regional population. We have 400,000 people that live in the I-15 corridor from Blackfoot to the Montana border. Population is overwhelming for the golf.
Can golf. You imagine a goth golfer? Yeah. Man, it'd be hard to keep your complexion.
Maybe I am a goth. Anyway, for the golf infrastructure, so getting a tee time for three courses is a competition with a large number of people. If you include Pocatello, the population grows to nearly 500,000. We are growing at an alarming rate. We have no way to generate tax revenue regionally to deal with 200,000 people being in Idaho Falls for a weekend.
Right.
Good he point. Brings up, yeah, another good point, and that is we heard this two mayors ago that the population, so it's probably not only still true, but
becoming more and more true.
Right. And perhaps even more than this, but the population of Idaho Falls doubles on the weekends.
Crazy.
Doubles.
Which makes so much sense because the traffic gets just horrible.
Well, and I think that Rexburg and them having a big old Walmart and stuff, like if you're driving from Jackson.
Right.
Teton, Driggs, you might just go to Rexburg instead. So I think Rexburg is alleviating some of that.
Right.
But if you wonder why the traffic's so bad on the weekends in the summer in Idaho Falls, that's why.
That makes sense.
Anyway, and thanks, John, for that great comment.
Yeah.
That's why you're having such a hard time getting tee times at local golf courses.
Right.
Golf courses.
That was a tough one for you.
And let's give John the highest honor that we can bestow on this fine program. John Radford of ICAP, ECAP, you are IFAF this week. Crisp high five, whoosh, 21 finger gun salute, and chef's kiss.
To you for keeping an eye out on our community.
You'll be lucky to be stuck in line with him one day.
Catherine Skelton, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
That's Catherine Skelton of Idaho Falls. Come on down.
Pretty exciting to have a local.
I miss Johnny. Anybody remember Johnny from The Price is Right?
Oh, yeah.
Come on down! A brand new car!
It definitely gets people hyped, doesn't it?
He would freak out, man. And Drew Carey's getting a little...
Yeah.
Long in the tooth.
I know. It's kind of crazy to see, huh?
Yeah.
Man, he was such a big name for a hot minute, huh?
Cleveland rocks. No, but Catherine Skelton, she was there in February.
Mm-hmm.
She attended three tapings, I want to say, of The Price is Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Very last day they called her.
At least she finally got it. So
yeah.
All worth it in the end.
And don't call her a traitor for wearing that Cali shirt.
I was going to say something.
Listen, we all get a little California when we go down there.
Right.
It's a fun place to visit.
Yeah, well, and it's a nice new souvenir t-shirt. I always like to wear my clothes right when I get them.
Yeah.
They're so exciting. Mm-hmm. I get it.
She played the shell game and she didn't get the bonus cash. Yeah. But
kind of a shame she didn't have a Teton t-shirt to wear for it.
Right, yeah. Next time. That
would have been much cooler.
If you're going to attend the taping of a game show, let us know.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get a new batch of Teton t-shirts in and actually get them into a physical store here in Idaho Falls. That's the rumor anyway. So Catherine won a trip to Florida.
Pretty cool, too.
So the episode just aired May 8th. So what is that, February?
Mm-hmm.
March, April, May. So they're 90 days out. Pre-taping.
Okay. Makes sense.
Means they're taping Christmas episodes like in September.
Oh, that's got to be a bummer to have to listen to that so early, but okay.
Right. Well, I know when you watch your favorite TV shows, they tape that shit in July.
Right. That's true. Yeah. Well, and I mean, now TV shows are taking so much longer to produce too.
Yeah. You know? They're only like 8 episodes.
Out. Right.
Honestly, that's where I feel the most like let down. Yeah. Is seasons used to be 20 episodes.
Right. And now
they're 8.
I mean, even if we did like 10 or 13, I'd feel a little bit better. But like 8?
Come on.
It's nothing.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Bunch of cramp.
And then South Park just started doing sort of one-off episodes for Paramount Plus.
Right.
Which is where we had to go for that clip of The Price is Right.
Yeah, Paramount Plus.
Ugh. Anyway.
I don't know.
Way to go, Catherine Skelton. You stuck with it. You got on the TV. You won a trip to Florida.
Pretty awesome, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you can go visit the Pope's brother.
Oh, there you go. I love that idea.
Okay. And this was really cool. So Saturday, May 3rd, according to the American Meteor Society, a meteor entered Earth's atmosphere somewhere over Yellowstone National Park around 9:20 p.m., and it ended up over Highway 20 in Idaho.
It was pretty cool from the videos I saw.
Let's watch the video. Here's one from the U.S. National Weather Service in Pocatello who credits Jared Tate of Idaho Falls. Look at that thing. Let's play it again.
You go, Jared.
You're awesome, bro. Way to go.
And that is a great video. Although, is he totally driving while he's filming?
No, it looks like, because it's got a time and date stamp on it. I wonder if it's just like a dash cam.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But much I mean, safer. What an event to have a dash cam for.
Right. You know, I really need to get a dash cam.
There was some weak sauce video posted from a dash cam in Utah, because you could see it from like Colorado up to Canada and all the way out to the coast.
Uh-huh.
Wild, so, huh? Well, and it happened like right here.
And do you happen to know, these came off of Halley's Comet, right?
Mm.
Like, aren't they
linked? I don't know, because there were like a bunch of meteor showers.
Yeah.
Peaking, and by a bunch, I mean two. Neither of the, I don't know if it was the Leonid or the whatever, but
I know it's hard to remember names and stuff like that.
I remember seeing that video and then reading the article. Yeah, it's going to peak tomorrow night and the night after. I'm like, no, you already peaked. They're calling it a once in a decade fireball.
That's pretty cool.
And here's a video from the Roadhouse Pub Cam.
Oh, cool.
I think that's what it's called, or Town Square. Yeah, Roadhouse Pub at Town Square. Camera.
Right.
From CJH.com.
Crazy.
Do you remember 2016 or so? The CJH, the C. Jackson Hole cameras, if you Google it, they went viral sort of in 2016 just because.
Oh.
Like the internet just went crazy for them for a few weeks. People would go to Jackson Hole just to walk the crosswalk where one of the cameras was.
Oh, funny. So they could like tell their friends to look out for him.
There was a guy with a red truck who would drive around Jackson Town Square.
Oh, funny, huh?
But let's play the video again. You can tell it's Jackson because of, in the lower right-hand corner,
the archway.
The antler arch.
Yep.
This is for you noobs. Welcome to Idaho. If you need help buying a home, we're here to help. Keller Williams Realty, East Idaho. Got to say that every time. But that antler arch, you get, it's 90 minutes away.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Here we are in the middle of Mountain States Resorts territory.
Right. You know what? The fact that they don't have something like that in a Hallmark movie is insane to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Film it in Jackson.
Yeah, that feels so like a cute little town at Christmas time to me.
Definitely is. I've been there at Christmas time and they do it up.
Oh, I bet it's so cute.
Yeah, it's like freezing.
Halloween town, but for Christmas.
Yeah. You got to be one of those people that I make fun of that go to outdoor events in Idaho Falls with their toddlers, babies, and strollers pretending it's not freezing.
Right.
Oh, it's good for the baby.
I mean, it technically is. There are like Scandinavian countries where like they leave their babies in their stroller to nap in the cold.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I mean, I could, but.
Yeah, I don't either. All right.
Especially because I'd be worried about like baby snatchers.
Right.
You know? Well, and we just had that thing happen over at, oh gosh, Rimrock Elementary School.
Right.
Where apparently some dude in a Jeep tried to lure a kid away with candy, which also, oldest trick in the book.
Which also, really?
Like, I mean, I guess if it works, not that, okay. I get the whole, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but also don't do it.
Right. Don't think about it in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Just messed up.
They've increased security there.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what, and just a weird random thing, like still in this day and age.
Well, and also I would just
in this day and age of video cameras.
Right. Right. You'd think that people would be more deterred.
Right.
But just scary. It's a scary world out there. Make sure you're teaching your kids stranger danger. And one thing that I remember hearing about that I thought was such a good idea, teaching your kids passcode words.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. So like if there's a dude standing outside their school and he's like, oh, hey, your mom sent me to pick you up, you know.
Okay. What's the passcode, bro?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So super smart. Great way to keep your kids safe. And yeah, just be alert and be out there.
Candy.
Right. Yeah. It's got to be something weird. Like, what's new Scooby-Doo or something?
Pick an IFAF title.
There we go. That's
we have
good.
Some interesting ones.
Yeah.
Squirt cake.
Yes.
From a
would that couple be weird episodes to have a kid ago. Say?
No, it's just, it. You know where squirt cake came from, by the way?
Where?
It was AI hearing you and I both say two words at the same time. Mine was squirt, yours was pancake.
Funny.
And it only heard squirt cake.
Oh, that's funny.
Sometimes our episode titles are just little inside jokes that just we chuckle at. In case you're wondering about those.
Right.
And by episode titles, I don't mean the title of the video on Facebook or YouTube. I mean the thumbnail title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, about this meteor, have you heard about the dark sky movement?
Oh, like where people are trying to decrease light pollution?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it is
totally
what
it into that.
Kind of sounds like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Teton County has become the first county in the world.
Oh, whoa.
To be designated an international dark sky community by Dark Sky International.
Oh, cool.
But that's exactly what they're doing is, and I think they're going to replace all their regular light bulbs with dark sky friendly light bulbs, whatever that looks like.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, probably that they've got like shields on top of them so that like the light goes down instead of up.
By 2026, by next year.
Smart. I like that.
Speaking of which, has anybody driven by the On Memorial, by the temple, by the roundabout? Has anybody driven, let's see, that would be north at night and seen that white City of Idaho Falls? You got to fix something here.
Oh, that sign.
It's on your left. So it's on the bank of the Snake River. Uh-huh. It's a big, bright white line because it's illuminating the no boaters behind this point sign.
Right.
But they don't have a shield shielding drivers coming from the south.
Right. So it's a little distracting for the drivers.
It's like really bright. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's really bright. That's a good point.
Can we fix that?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
User experience.
Right.
And Comfort Suites, can you take that Quality Inn and Suites? It's been 2 years now.
Yeah.
Two years.
Yeah. Maybe they're just making sure that they're going to be there for a while.
And in case I haven't thanked and kissed the ring of the Greater Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much for, you know.
The new sign does look really, really good.
The new Visit Idaho Falls Experience sign.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was reading Meteor News, I came to know Cowboy State Daily.
Oh, okay.
I guess they're like a Wyoming news site.
Makes sense with a name like that.
And I saw this headline, Yellowstone makes earthquakes with 53,000-pound vibrator truck.
to study volcano.
Okay.
I thought, that's interesting.
Is it shaped like the Idaho Falls Water Tower?
Let's talk about this truck.
Yeah.
Let's learn more, shall we?
So it's a truck that's just meant to vibrate?
Let's learn about VibroSice.
Okay.
VibroSice is a sophisticated machine that reveals what's hidden miles underground by vibrating a massive metal plate at the right frequency. So it goes through pockets of earth and rock and gas even.
Oh, cool. Okay. Wow.
And it vibrates just right and just deeply enough.
Really deep?
Real deep.
Nice and deep?
Yeah.
Just so you'd want it to vibrate, I'm sure. Sorry.
So anyway, it creates custom-made earthquakes to study the supervolcano that the park sits on.
It's so you're saying it comes with different settings?
Yes.
That's nice.
So this vibrator comes with different settings to achieve a particular effect.
And yeah, I would assume that is sort of the plan.
Gather certain information.
Yeah, yeah. You want it to reach some sort of climax.
You think we're making this stuff up. A truck that's just devoted to vibrating. And the thing I
wonder if the driver is female.
Maybe. Maybe. Let's
That'd
see.
Be a great job.
Let's ask AI to create a picture of her. Huh.
She seems like she's having a really good time.
She really does. The thing that we found interesting, the most interesting in this article, is that huge truck with the 53,000-pound vibrator is still not enough to satisfy your mom. Okay.
Happy Mother's Day, punk.
Okay.
We're children.
All right, what's coming up?
Well, for our truck enthusiasts, we've got the Monster Truck Insanity Tour. That's going to be at Sandy Downs this Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m. So if you're into trucks and you like hearing things go vroom vroom, that's a place for you. We've also got the Museum of Idaho Laser Tag. We hinted at this earlier. Does that not sound like so much fun?
Because what they've done is they've cleared out the previous exhibit. And before they bring in the mummies exhibit, they've got two stories.
Yeah, just empty.
Of exhibit hall, empty and ready for you to choo-choo.
Yeah. Does that not sound awesome?
That sounds cool.
Now, the cool thing is that most of the sessions are going to be 12 plus, but there are also going to be some 21 plus sessions. And those ones are going to be Friday from 6 to 10. That's this Friday, by the way. And then they also have
So you can do, I mean, my favorite thing. Right. Get a little buzz on and shoot.
Right. Super cool.
Kidding. Kidding.
But the rest of them are going to be taking place between Friday and Sunday. It's going to be a 15-minute presentation and then 30 minutes of laser tag, which I think is a perfect amount of time. Anything more than that, I think, would be too much.
Museum of Idaho knows how to party. They're doing it right.
Yeah.
Way to go, you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this Saturday, we've got Freezin' for a Reason. That's going to be at 2 p.m. at the McCowan Park Swimming Pool. Basically, it's a big ice water jump. And if you jump into the pool, you actually can get entered in to win a hot air balloon ride during Ammon Days.
Which is a couple months away. Okay, cool. Yeah, it's all a fundraiser for the new Ammon pool.
Yes.
But how cool would it be to go up in one of those hot air balloons, too?
Pretty cool. And for 15 bucks a person, that's not so bad. Plus, the water is going to be 42 degrees, so not totally freezing.
And you can see Ammon Mayor Sean Colletti in person.
There you go.
Probably.
Probably. And there's a link for that in our post here. Plus, quick reminder, there is also the Halfway to Halloween party going on at the White Horse. We did mention that earlier in the episode, but just so you remember, it's this Saturday at 8 p.m. at the White Horse Bar.
So that means I still don't know where the soiled dove is.
No, you don't.
I still don't, because I thought it was the old crown. Okay.
I know. We're going to have to go hunt it down.
We were remiss in our duties on Friday night.
I know.
We didn't make it all the way down there.
I even mentioned it too, but it just felt like too far of a walk.
All right. I want to say my sign off, but I want you to show me these cheese bags.
Oh, isn't that funny? So
that's funny.
Yeah, look at someone sent me to this. They found it in a boutique here in town.
Okay.
So if you know which boutique it is, make sure you drop it in the comments.
Literal cheese bags.
Isn't that so funny?
Well, that's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags. And remember, you matter.
Bitch. Toodaloo, my dudes.
Guess who matters? That's right, it's you. IFAF 92. Guess who matters? That's right, it's you. IFAF 92. Who matters? Who matters? You do. Prom season, prom fall. Doesn't matter. Back to back, finger gun. Doesn't matter. Ice age, girls and nuts. Doesn't matter. Lipstick on cat butt. Doesn't matter. Pomsky's and Last of Us.
Doesn't matter.
Price is Right on Paramount Plus.
Doesn't matter.
Big vibrator truck.
Doesn't matter.
Two-tone mammoth puck.
Doesn't matter.
Meteor fireball.
Doesn't matter.
Water tower tall.
Doesn't matter.
T-Tom, Johnny Dark.
Doesn't matter.
Soft berries in the park.
Doesn't matter.
Electrolytes are prime.
Doesn't matter.
Can't get a tea time.
Doesn't matter.
Ongoing plant died.
Doesn't matter.
Hope from the south side.
Doesn't matter.
Episode 92.
Doesn't matter.
Everything we say and do.
Doesn't matter.
What matters? Who matters?
Matter.
You do!
IFAF 92. Guess who matters? That's right, it's you. IFAF 92.
Who matters? You matters, you do!